Every once in a while, I'll watch the Johnny Cash movie, Walk the Line, The Life of Johnny Cash. And it's just, it's kind of neat to see in those movies portrayed by Hollywood, the young superstars at the time who were just starting, like the, you know, Jerry Lee Lewis's and the Johnny Cash's. And Elvis Presley was illustrated in that movie as well. It was just kind of neat to watch Joaquin Phoenix playing the part of Johnny Cash, watching this young Elvis Presley trying to do his thing at the time. It must have been a great time for music then.
Well, you know, it was at the earliest age, and everybody was young, and the music was exciting. And I think the Elvis sometimes gets blamed because I've heard a number of discussions saying that he had borrowed black music and he didn't pay the proper respects to the artist. But you have to remember that in 1956, black artists were not played on white radio stations, especially in the South, like in Memphis. But because of Elvis Presley and later because of the Rolling Stones, a lot of black artists are going to finally be given the credit they're due. I mean, I remember Pat Boone doing Tutti Frutti, and I guarantee it's a major difference between Pat Boone and Little Richard.
Oh, absolutely. Now, didn't Jackie Wilson say that many black artists picked up on Elvis's routine, the way he danced and stuff, for their own acts?
Well, yeah, look at Jackie Wilson. I mean, my goodness. I mean, Michael Jackson stood in the sidelines at the Apollo and watched Jackie Wilson dance. So the idea that Elvis could move and put on a performance and the validity of his character, the warmth of his character, even Ed Sullivan, you know, who had was ordered not to film him from the waist down, realized that what a great boy he was. And I remember that when Elvis finished the Ed Sullivan show, Ed Sullivan tells America they have nothing to worry about, that he is a good, decent boy.
Well, I think what happened originally, Steve Allen had him for his show, and he beat Ed Sullivan in the ratings for the very first time on that Sunday, and Ed couldn't handle it.
Well, that's true. Of course, you know, Steve Allen was the natural enemy of rock and roll. So he had Elvis sing Hound Dog to a dog dressed up in a tuxedo.
Oh.
And Elvis really put on a killer performance with it. You know, he played along with it. He did. And, you know, they made it great. So Steve Allen, who, by the way, Jerry Lee Lewis named his son after Steve Allen because he hated rock and roll so much, so he named it after it. But I think Steve Allen enjoyed Jerry Lee Lewis because Jerry Lee could really play the piano, and so did Steve Allen. But
Elvis was one of the best-selling, most influential artists in the history of popular music. How would you compare him to the Beatles? What did the Beatles say about Elvis Presley?
Well, the Beatles loved Elvis Presley. I mean, John Lennon would say there wouldn't be a Beatles unless there was an Elvis Presley, because he was so huge in Europe and so huge in England that they followed it. And when they had the opportunity to come over and perform on the Ed Sullivan show, there was a telegram sent from Colonel Parker, Elvis's manager, and it had Elvis's name on it, welcoming the Beatles to the United States and wishing them good luck on the show. And the Beatles were just so excited about it. But Elvis didn't know anything about the telegram, and I think it was Colonel Parker trying to work his way into some business deals there. But when the Beatles finally met Elvis, and I'm not sure where it was, it may have been in Las Vegas or whatever, but when they finally had the opportunity to meet him, when they walked into the room, they were in awe. So they just sat there and stared at him, you know, for a number of minutes until Elvis said, "All right, boys, you know, let's talk," or, you know, it's like this, because they were just stunned.
Wasn't it the late, great Roy Orbison who said, "I've never seen someone do what he does"?
Well, that's true. And Buddy Holly was going to be a country music star until he watched Elvis when he came through Lubbock. So, I mean, he changed the whole future of what could have been a different style of rock and roll, because Elvis was the person everybody wanted to be. And he was the sound. He was the good looks. He had studied James Dean. He had a great passion for his fans. I remember reading that when Natalie Wood said that when she had come back to Graceland with him, that when they would come home, he would make her go to the gates and sign autographs for his fans. And he would go down too, and he was just really enamored with his fans. So it wasn't anything that was fake. It was just a very powerful experience that he really loved his fans.